it's a definitely a difficult scheme that they run. They bring every which guy on defense, so always got to be aware of what they're doing. Got to study their defense, understand your protections and the rhythm of the play, and as a quarterback, get the ball out on time and knowing where to go with the football.
Does their secondary look a lot different without Revis?
It does, but I mean, Cromartie's still a great corner. You know, I think Wilson's back there on the other side, and they got two new safeties. Obviously, I played with Jeremiah Bell, which is great safety. Does what the coaches want him to do, and Landry's just a hard-nosed guy that seems to be around the ball at all times. So, different look, but still kind of the same scheme, and they're coming after the quarterback.
Four games to go here, and you started to take that climb up a little bit until last week. Do you see some things you can get back to what you were doing 2 weeks ago?
Sure. I mean, there were plays out there last week that I believe we could have made. You know, whether it be, you know, missed throw, drops, protection. You know, there's a lot of things that we did wrong as an offense that we can improve on this week. So that's the plus about it, that we can improve on it, and we've shown that we can put plays together in the past.
You've seen the Jets a lot. From the AFC East, is that defense the same as it's been in the past? I mean, their ranking is not, but are they doing the same things?
Yeah, they're doing the same things. Obviously, they have some new guys in there. They're very talented. Seems like they're in the right places at most for the most part, and creating some turnovers and sacks. And you know, it's going to be difficult. But you know, I think we're up for it. We have a great plan going in, and we just have to have a great week of practice.
That sent you 29th in sacks for them this year. Are they getting hits though?
I think more pressures, and you know, I think it's more of the scheme than anything. I mean, as a quarterback looking back at what you're seeing, you really got to understand where you're going with football and get it out on time, or they're going to create more sacks.
Another week, another starting tailback, different starting tailback for you guys. What do you expect Montel Owens to bring?
I think Montel's did a great job last week stepping in, ran hard, guys opened up some holes for him to get some opportunities. But, you know, with a full week of practice again, you know, he's going to get most of the reps. He's going to get the flow of understanding what the defense is trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do. So it's only going to benefit him.
You've had a couple of games with some rough starts. Then you come back and played better after that. How much of a focus is starting fast for you this week?
Well, I think any weeks you got to start fast. You know, last week we kind of had, you know, drop on third down and kind of three and outs, which, you know, you definitely don't want to get in early in the game. But you just got to keep plugging through and, you know, knowing that there's plays out there to be made. And when they come, you just have to make them.
With how consistently good Cecil Shorts has been these past few weeks, where's your confidence level when you target him out on the field?
Well, I think, I mean, he's done a great job, and he's only improved each and every week. You know, he seems to be a go-to guy in tight situations, but I think not only him, but, you know, the whole receiving group has done great. Mercedes getting involved, Justin doing really well, and now we got Shipley, and some other guys are going to be, you know, kind of tweaked in there. But I think everybody's improving, they're understanding their role, and getting in the right spots.
In terms of overreacting to one game, don't you think you were a little hasty with the mustache?
No, I mean, I caught it home, and I knew my wife was kind of tired of it, so I just got rid of it.